Letter from a Jacobite soldier to his wife, 31st of October, 1745. My dear life, I received your letter with very great pleasure, and I am glad to find that you, the children, and all your friends are in good health. As blessed be God, I am at present, and since I saw you, and nothing will give me such pleasure as to hear that you keep good courage. And if all our friends come up, I do not believe we shall have any more battles, though we march for England in a few days. As for the two men you want, I can only spare one, who goes along with the bearer, James Grant, by whom I send 3 guineas, though I left myself on 5, and I was resolved to send you some necessaries, had you not debarred me. And as for the labouring, I beg you be not be concerned, as God willing I shall see you ere that time, when I hope to give you pleasure and satisfaction for all the trouble and uneasiness you suffer at present. I hope Dull Dragon will assist you all he can, to whom I beg you give my service, and to his wife and all other friends. I have sent home the grey horse. Sanders, my brother, and all your friends here, desires to make you their compliments, and to all your friends, and wishing you health and good courage, I'll see you I am, my dearest life, your most loving husband. Letter from John Fraser, Jacobite soldier to his wife. Musselburgh, November the 10th, 1745. My dear, blessed by God for it, I am recovered, but had a great sickness. It was my inclination to see you before now, but could not for fear of affronting my captain. But however for the time to come, I shall done, as I think, proper, my dear soul, take special care of the few movables, and especially the horse, and I am hopeful that Alexander Grant will do for me as I will for him, if I was there, and ye here. We are going forward to England, which the regiment like. You'll give my service to Mrs. Grant and to all other friends that ask for. We heard that there was a horse stolen from John McFarcher, but Glenmorriston promised to pay him for the same. John is very well in health. Thy loving husband, John Fraser.